Report, Max Miller says legal fight costing union support, campaign cash. By Jasmine Jordan on August 19, 2026. Representative Max Miller, RO, reportedly told a court that allegations stemming from his ongoing dispute with his ex-wife are costing his re-election campaign union backing, donor money, and potentially more than $1 million in additional campaign spending as he fights to hold on to his seat. Miller detailed the political and financial consequences in a July 8 affidavit filed as part of a defamation lawsuit he brought against his ex-wife, Emily Moreno, the daughter of Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, according to Politico. A lobbyist for a trade union informed me by text message that the union was withdrawing its support for my campaign because of these allegations, Miller wrote in the affidavit. Miller was referring to allegations raised amid the former couple's ongoing public divorce and custody dispute, including claims reported by the Daily Mail on May 7 that Miller attacked Moreno with scalding hot water. Miller has denied allegations that he abused his former wife or their daughter and has maintained that no court or government agency has substantiated the abuse claims against him. Representatives of two other organizations that had supported my campaign likewise informed me or my campaign that their support was ending because of these allegations, Miller wrote. One labor union's international organization notified me in writing that it will endorse my opponent in the November 2026 general election, citing my personal circumstances. Miller estimated that the organizational support pulled from his campaign was worth roughly $30,000, not including individual donors who he said had separately decided not to give because of the allegations. He also said his re-election campaign would now cost approximately $2.5 million to $3 million, up from $1.4 million before what he described as the need to defend himself from the allegations. Miller is running against Democrat Brian Poindexter, a city councilman and local iron workers union member who has emphasized workers' rights and organized labor in his campaign. Recent polling has shown Poindexter leading Miller in a district President Donald Trump won by 11 percentage points in 2024. Miller did not identify in the affidavit the unions he said had withdrawn their support. The Cleveland Building and Construction Trades Council endorsed Miller in 2024, while the Ohio State Building and Construction Trades Council, which includes Cleveland among its 14-member councils, endorsed Poindexter this cycle. Emily Moreno's attorney, Subodh Chandra, disputed Miller's claim that the allegations had cost him union support, calling his assertions hearsay in a July 20 filing and noting that Miller did not attach proof. Nor is the reason self-evident, Chandra wrote. Even if it's true, the union could have been walking away from Miller because he's a lousy candidate to champion its issues. The disclosures in Miller's court filing come as he has also pledged another $1 million of his own money to his re-election campaign, saying he would loan the campaign the money in two $500,000 installments. "I'm in this for the long haul," Miller said at the time. "I know there are some people that are concerned about my ability to win this race right now, but I don't share that." Emily Moreno has accused Miller in court filings and police reports of physically abusing her during their marriage, including allegations that he threw hot water at her and pointed a gun at her head. She has also alleged that their young daughter suffered a broken collarbone while in Miller's care. Miller has denied the claims and said no court or government agency has substantiated allegations that he abused his ex-wife or daughter. The House Ethics Committee announced this month that it was reviewing allegations that Miller may have engaged in domestic violence and abuse or illegal drug use in violation of the Code of Official Conduct or other applicable standards. The investigation followed another dispute over private images involving the two-year-old daughter Miller shares with Emily Moreno. Her legal team accused Miller of publicly sharing a Dropbox folder alongside a video defending himself that initially contained private photographs of the child, including an image in which her genitals appeared visible. Miller's attorney, Aaron Menk, later acknowledged that he had missed the last three pages of a 40-plus page document with sensitive content while redacting the materials before they were posted, calling it completely unintentional and a mistake. Bernie Moreno has publicly called for Miller, his former son-in-law, to resign from Congress and end his re-election bid. Senator John Husted, RO, has also urged Miller to leave the House and drop out of the race. Miller has nevertheless remained in the contest, saying this month, "I'm not going anywhere." polling cited in Breitbart News reports has shown him trailing Poindexter by varying margins. One Republican pollster had Poindexter ahead by 14 points, 47% to 33%, while another Republican firm showed Miller down 5 points, 44% to 39%. Tappan Research later showed Poindexter leading 54% to 46%.